Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, licensed life agent and private market specialist with Pinnacle Wealth Brokers. If you could go back 30 years, what financial advice would you give yourself? A do-over. Well, we can't go back, but we have learned from the past. Perhaps we can advise our kids or grandchildren who, let's say, are in their mid-20s and just really starting out. Let me give you an example of a really sharp investor of mine. She's 27, has been investing with me for the past 4 years or so. And after consistently investing smartly with above average rates, she now has her down payment for her first new home. Now, along with her house, she's now making another smart choice for her future, life insurance. She's young, she's in great health, but knows this is the right time to buy it long before you need it. So my client checked out insurance options from the bank and the mortgage company, then realized she had a better option. Instead of paying those dollars on mortgage insurance on, say, let's $250,000, where you'd pay the same amount every year, and say in 15 years, that existing balance, that would be the death benefit, the bank would be the only one paid off. You've been making the same payments, yet the benefits keep dropping. It's the same as the life insurance on her car loan and her credit cards. Now, for $28 a month, this 27-year-old female could get $400,000 coverage for the next 30 years. Now, if something goes wrong, and it shouldn't, but if it did, it would pay off her house, any car, any normal bill, and then still have money left over to replace her last income to help support her future family. With term insurance, her family is the beneficiary and comes first, not the bank. The mortgage doesn't even, the balance doesn't have to be paid. Her spouse could simply continue the payments now with money to invest. With term insurance, her payments and coverage do not change. All goes well. Let's say for the next 30 years, she's covered till almost age 60. And by that time, with her smart investing, she'll be close to paying off her second home. And over those next 30 years, she will have replaced her death benefit with $400,000 worth of investments for her retirement income. One policy, $28. For the next 30 years, $400,000. When she added up her mortgage and car payments, the monthly insurance on that, it costs more for a lot less in declining coverage. So while we can't be 25 or 27 or 30 again, we can advise those who are. For more information on this or other investments, you can call me, Roger Hamilton, 499-5879. Our office is Pinnacle Wealth, 1232 Bidford Highway. The website is yourfinancialdestination.ca. And for those who prefer, yes, I do house calls. That's our financial tip for this week. So until next time, no matter what you do, keep investing, for there's no refund on lost time.